Haiti, Nigeria, Ghana, 180 countries in all stepped up their immunization drives against deadly childhood infections to mark World Immunization Week. The Gavi Alliance, a Geneva-based public-private partnership aimed at improving health in poor countries, rolled out new vaccination campaigns in many countries against killer childhood infections such as diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, measles, mumps, and rubella. Spokesman Jonathan Stern says the Gavi Alliance has helped to vaccinate 326 million children around the world since 2000. A campaign that has saved about 5.5 million lives.
Our goal to 2015 is to immunize an additional 250 million people. This will save nearly another 4 million lives. And so for Gavi, the real challenge is fulfilling that promise.
Experts say the current immunization campaign provides a unique opportunity to highlight the powerful impact vaccines can have in reducing mortality and illness.
Among the leading killers of children in the world now is diarrheal disease caused by rotavirus infection or respiratory disease caused by pneumococcal pneumonia. For both of those killer diseases, we have safe and affordable vaccines. We need to greatly expand their use.
Dr. Peter Hotez is president of the Sabin Vaccine Institute. He says vaccines have made it possible to eradicate smallpox, but their primary value is that they provide an extremely cost-effective way to prevent and control fatal or disabling diseases such as polio or measles.
When we are talking about saving child lives and reducing morbidity and mortality from infectious and neglected diseases, our first goal is generally not eradication. I think that's it's a nice target, but one which is still decades away.
Researchers are hopeful an effective malaria vaccine will be ready soon, and in the next few years, a vaccine against tuberculosis. Dr. Hotez is confident these new vaccines, along with new combination drugs and aggressive vector control strategies, will help to reduce the terrible human costs of preventable and treatable diseases. Vidushi Sinha, VON News, Washington.
Okay, you can get it, but...
Okay, please.
Yeah, but...